joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 2-0 win at Whiteleaf. Alan, Carl Wilson, Dennis got both the goals tonight. What great goals, and at crucial times as well.
I thought the first one was excellent, an excellent goal. So it's the second, to be honest, but the first one's a bit of class. He meant that, and a chip allowed from there, and the goalkeeper must have been 6'5" or something, so it showed a bit of skill, a good piece of skill. But you know, it's good. It's a hard place to come. It really is a hard place to come. Nobody. Just Liam Collins walking past there, who was absolutely terrible tonight, but not really. It's a hard place to come, and you've got to dig in like that sometimes. I thought first half was awful all round, and we had a bit of a pop at them at half time again. In the second half, I thought we were more comfortable, to be honest. They're not a bad side, they get results to do, and you know, it's important coming to places like this and picking up 3 points.
You made 5 changes from the team on Saturday, a team that won 6-0 on Saturday, but the same outcome, another 3 league points. Does that show our strength in depth?
It does. We need to do that now. We need to keep the players fresh. That's the secret. If you've got a big squad, you've got to use it, and you've got it's strength a bit. Like some players done okay tonight, some players done okay Saturday, but it's actually getting the right blend. And don't get us wrong, I know what will happen. The strongest 11 will start playing the last few weeks, but at the same time, I need to know who the strongest 11 are, and at the minute we're just making changes, and at the minute 2 games and it's won. We've had 2 clean sheets and scored 8 goals, so we're doing the right thing at the minute.
Luke Garrard seems to be having a bit of a nightmare with the bobbly pitch with his kicking, but he made 2 great saves at 2-0. It could have been a different last 10 minutes if one of those had gone in.
I'm not so sure it was Luke's fault, to tell you the honest truth. I think there was some terrible back passes to him. I thought the back four were not so good in the first half, really. We're too, you know, giving silly fouls away and giving Blinken them chances. And some of the times we were giving Luke, he had no chance. We were whacking the ball back him on a bobbly pitch, and you kind of do that. But you know, he obviously should have done better on one or two of them. And he's made a great save at the end, a great save. And we've had a chance as well. The game should have been dead. But there you go. You know, that's what he's there for, and he's done it well for us in the past. And it's second clean sheet, so he'll be pleased with that.
Rob Sheridan came on for 10-15 minutes, yep. Played centre midfield, not seen him there before. How do you think he did?
I thought he was our best player when he came on. I thought for 10 minutes he showed us exactly how we wanted to play. He was calm, he turned them at the right times, he played in the right areas, he passed it sensibly. And even though it was 10 or 12 minutes, I thought he was excellent. I thought he really was good. And he passed it better than anybody tonight for that little spell. And that's how we wanted to play anyway. So, you know, we're all right. And young Rob's got a big future at this club, he'll be fine.
The last 2 games, Adam Thompson's been back. We kept 2 clean sheets. That's no coincidence, is it?
Not at all. He hasn't been at his best. It's been funny. 2 games. It's been funny. It's been weird. Like, you know, Saturday and tonight was a bit weird. But we've done what I do. And, you know, Thomas. Nobody rates him more than I do. And it's not a coincidence. Obviously, I rate him the best defender we've got in the league. And he's come. He's done well. And we're pleased for him. And on a bumpy pitch, he kind of trapped a dead rat anyway. So on a bumpy pitch, like, I don't know, like, he looks normal.
And I said at the end, Simon Huckle didn't join in the warm down. He left the pitch with Les's boots. It looked like he'd taken a knock. Is he okay?
He's fine. He's got a kick. Max has got a whack on the knee, so we've rested Max tonight. He'll be back on Saturday. Hooks has got a whack. That's all it is. Nothing more than that. He's sitting. He'll be back on Saturday. We'll go fresh on Thursday. We'll see who fresh is in training. That's what we're going to do now. Early on, the team pick itself, and probably, you know, it has done in the last month, but now we're going to see who's the sharpest and looks fresh for Saturday, and we'll pick the best team, what we think is.
Both Liam Collins and Tom Williams back in midfield today. It looked like game's rest, and some criticism from you in the press didn't good.
I didn't see that in the press. I didn't see it. We got it mixed up. I think the bloke was ear winging in me conversation, and I've told him that I didn't see that video on the press. It's a load of bollocks, to be honest. I'm sorry for swearing again. I get told off of that. I didn't say nothing in the press about Liam and Tommy Williams. I just said that we didn't play well as a unit, and I think he thought I meant them, but I didn't mention them names. And that's not the reason they got rested. I wanted to give him a breather. I thought I needed a breather.
But that show tonight, they both came back and they played very well after a game spread.
That's it, and it'll do good, and some will happen at Saturday. And as long as we've got this squad, I've got to trust in the squad and make changes and keep people fresh for games, and that's what we've got to do. Let's see if these 2 games have worked, you know.
How important is Saturday's game now? Merston White, it's going to be a tough one.
We won again tonight, and I think it'll be very tough, and they've got a good manager there, and he's done right. He's done very well in the last couple of years there. And yes, it's been tough. It was tough at our place. We should have beat them at our place, but we'll be up for it. We'll be all right. Okay.